Welcome to the weird world of radio on a train. CICK is your local community radio station that is powered by volunteers. But today, we have a program with a twist. The following program was not written by volunteers or staff at CICK. In fact, it wasn't even written by our board members. It was written by AI. That's right, Big Bad AI has made its way to CICK, and it got weird fast. This program is called ChatGPT Murder Mystery. All of the voices you hear will be human, but every line was written by a computer, or multiple computers, or data banks blinking away in an old lighthouse on the coast. Pam, couldn't you have looked up how AI works before you wrote this? Whatever it was, it certainly did a number on the prompts we gave it. So, sit back, make sure your windows and doors are locked, and try to relax. For this is ChatGPT Murder Mystery. 93.9 FM Smoothers Community Radio.
Welcome back to another episode of ChatGPT Murder Mystery, a CICK murder mystery written entirely by artificial intelligence. Or is it? A quick recap would probably be useful here. So, as you're at the end of this episode, we're going to be asking you to send in your guesses. I'm going to give you a little bit of background. So far, we have at least five deaths, or we think they're dead. There was quick references to Deep Sounds, SLOB, Slob, and Pammer being killed in a rather mysterious ways. We have Tara, who screams, and then the radio goes silent, so we're not really sure if she's dead or not. We have Raj, where there was a sound of flesh being cut, and then some reference to him being dead. We're not entirely sure exactly what happened to him, but there is some suggestions that his face was cut off. Okay. All right, well, that gets us all caught up with all the dead people, now our suspects. We have Cave and Den, who are afraid they'll be blamed for some reference to thorium as was mentioned in the previous episode, and metal poisoning as being possible causes of the deaths. Well, I don't know the connection there, but again, it's artificial intelligence, so I'm not going to question it. There is also the station manager, Glenn, who is concerned if the news of the murders gets out, the station license will be revoked. Other suspects could be the living River Wild, host of River Wild Reads, or Anne, host of Le Petit Voix Francophone. All right, up next, episode 2. Listen carefully, it gets crazier from here.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to another episode of Thorium Sericulture. I'm your host, Den, alongside my co-host, Cave.
Hey there, listeners. We've got a special show for you tonight. We'll be discussing the wonders of thorium, and later on, we'll have the one and only Madame Nagum joining us, along with the fantastic folk band, the Randy Randys.
That's right, Cave. But before we get to that, we have our first caller of the night. Hello, you're on Thorium Sericulture. Who's this?
You should be careful with thorium, gentlemen. It's not just a toy.
Well, we certainly agree. We're all about responsible handling here.
Guys, I think we lost the caller.
That was odd. Anyway, let's move on. Cave, why don't you bring in our guests?
Absolutely, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Madame Nagum and the Randy Randys.
Thank you, Cave. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're stoked to be here, too.
Excellent. So, Madame Nagum, what can you tell us about thorium?
Well, Den, thorium is a fascinating element, but it has its dangers.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Attention, all house husbands. Do you find yourself with all these square foods with no round plates to serve them on? Well, fear not. Introducing Round, the revolutionary round plate. With Round, you'll have the perfect plate for your round foods. No more cutting off the edges of your square foods to fit your plates. Say goodbye to food waste and hello to Round.
Psst, isn't thorium radioactive? Yes, but it's generally safe, unless it's ingested or inhaled in large amounts.
Well, welcome back, folks. We just had a fantastic chat about thorium with Madame Nagum. Now it's time for some great music. The Randy Randys. Take it away, boys and gals.
Oh no, Madame Nagum, she's collapsed.
Ah! Someone call an ambulance!
I've got it.
Evening, everyone. I'm Detective Bulk. I hear there's been an incident.
Yes, oui, officer. Madame Nagdem. She just collapsed.
All right. I need to speak to everyone, especially those who had direct contact with Madame Nagum. And I'll need a list of everything she's ate or drank tonight.
The remaining staff members of the Smithers Radio begin to suspect that something is not quite right at the station. There have been too many deaths and strange occurrences for it to be a coincidence. Detective Bulk begins to question everyone, including the hosts of Thorium Sericulture. They all deny any involvement, but Bulk notices that they seem unusually nervous. Even though Detective Bulk just met them, it wouldn't know what their usual demeanor would be. Meanwhile, the online group Podcast Punks starts to make more noise protesting against community radio and calling for the end of Smithers Radio.
You will pay! No more CICK! Thorium is borium, and we don't mean the other element borium, we mean boring! I digress, more like shut up and talk less! Fair folk, how? Outside in can stay inside. Spice of life needs salt. Nerding out with Laura, more like herding clout with Bora.
That seemed unnecessarily specific. Could they be connected to the murders? As Bulk continues his investigation, he receives a call.
So you think you can catch me, eh, Bulk? We'll see about that. Meet me at a remote location tonight at midnight.
How will I recognize you?
I'll be the creepy one. I have information that might be very useful to you. Don't be late.
Bulk agrees to meet the caller and brings along some backup. When they arrive, they find the caller dead, with a message scrawled in blood. It was Den and Cave. Narrator continues. We are in a dimly lit room on the CICK train, adorned with leftover furniture and a large folding table at the center. Detective Bulk, our seasoned investigator, stands near the table. Suspects Den, Cave, Madame Nagum, and Glenn are nervously seated around it. This room, the room, the big room, is filled with an air of tension and mystery. As Detective Bulk walks around the room, observing each suspect carefully, the suspects shift uncomfortably under the penetrating gaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your cooperation. We find ourselves in the midst of the most perplexing case, one that has shaken the community. Together, and today, we gather here to shed light on the shadows of deception that surround us. Let us begin with you, Madame Nagum. You were heard on air with Randy, and then collapsed. Why?
I swear, Detective, I was merely trying to reach for a cord that Den asked me to plug in when my head rushed. How does that make me a suspect? You should look into whoever that creepy caller is.
Was Magum Nega? that creepy collar since expired. And it is well known amongst your colleagues that you don't even like folk music. We shall revisit your alibi shortly. Now, Dan, you were known to have a heated argument with the victim just days before their untimely demise. Something about online listeners? And show was rising in these numbers according to Glenn's state of address email. Coincidence?
We're vinyl only, man. We're not worried about losing online listeners to podcast, DJ.
Radio can sometimes blind us, Dan. We shall examine the depths of those ratings further. Now, Glenn, your expertise lies in human mind, doesn't it not?
No, it does not.
Could it be possible that your knowledge of psychology... Oh, you said no. Hang on a minute here. My notes just got all jumbled. Ah, yes. Now, Glenn, your expertise lies in humorous grind, doesn't it? Not?
Detective, my knowledge is intended to bring all sorts of people together to track Canadian content, not divide them. I would never exploit that power for nefarious purposes.
Your words are reassuring, Mr. Manager, but I remain vigilant. Finally, Cave.
Cavid.
Yes, Cavid. You heard on the radio disparagingly the Randy Randes just moments before the tragedy. Can you elaborate on your presence?
Detective, I was preparing 45s for my show. I had no involvement in what occurred.
Why did you name this show Thorium Surrey Culture?
I cannot reveal that at this time.
An anonymous radio show named At Such a Crucial Time? The shadows of deception loom larger among us, but fear not. With every answer, the truth reveals itself more clearly. This intricate web shall unravel, and the guilty party shall be brought to justice.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
Do you crave a sandwich that's out of this world? Come on down to Sandwich Occult, where we combine the best of both worlds, delicious sandwiches and the supernatural. Our chefs use only the finest ingredients and their own unique magic to create sandwiches that are truly one of a kind. So if you want to experience the ultimate sandwich experience, come on down to Sandwich Occult. You're right on, yep, you're right, yep.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to ChatGPT Murder Mystery. That concludes episode 2 of 3-part ChatGPT Murder Mystery, written entirely by artificial intelligence. We do have some new suspects. We have the creepy caller. We have Madame Nagum, who's a guest on Thorium who collapsed for some strange reason and is also part of the Randy Randys. Of course, we still have Cave and Den. We have Podcast Punks, the online group that's protesting the existence of CICK. And, of course, we still have Riverwild and Anne, hosts of their respective shows. Now, it is your turn to let us know who did the murders. info@smithersradio.com. Also, you can call in and leave a message at 847-8769. Or you can swing by the station and leave your guest in the mailbox attached to the front of the station. For every guess you make, your name will be entered into the draw for a one-of-a-kind Smithers CICK locally made mug. Thanks for listening to ChatGPT Murder Mystery. Tune in again on Friday at noon for ChatGPT Murder Mystery, written by artificial intelligence. Only here on CICK 93.9.